Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest name in show business, Kostaki Economopoulos. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Good to see you too, lady.
Oh, thank you.
Kostaki, we were waiting. Kostaki, of course, featured on Showtime and Sirius, a regular contributor to Bob and Tom Radio Show. Brand new album, live at Acme, and if I may say, if I'm not out of line, it's excellent.
Oh, that's nice.
You should be very proud.
I'm flattered that you listened.
You, of course, have I was told it by Andrea, but the podcast, of course, is Quick Snaps. You make jokes and comments about the NFL, right?
Yeah. That's correct.
You turn it on, you hear about the murder, rape, brain damage, suicide, wife beatings, child beatings, but you come from a fun angle.
Yes, once a week during the season, once a month-ish otherwise, and maybe someday I'll get over the Falcons Super Bowl.
That was something, right? You were cheering. You were calling all your friends assholes.
It's the first game that I ever really cared about the outcome of in my whole life in terms of like really caring. And I didn't want to let myself care.
Right.
But it was everything. It was my little team that I've been rooting for forever against the juggernaut of the NFL. And it was good against evil and cheating and Trump's friends and, you know, the haves and the have-nots. And my brother was at the game. He survived leukemia to go see his team play in a Super Bowl. And I had like, I played in like a $25 playoff parlay thing. And of course, I picked my team to win. So all they had to do was win and I would win $1,400.
Wow.
It was the most, it's also the only night I was completely incapable of writing jokes for a few hours.
Right.
Wow.
I was so miserable about the outcome.
Were people congratulating you and you had to say, let's calm down, or were you getting into it?
My friend, I blame my friend Dan Kaufman, a former and sometimes still comedian from Chicago.
Right. Fucking Kaufman.
Who texted me at halftime, only God can stop them now.
So God does exist.
So here's the darkest joke I wrote that night. At least when you're a Falcons fan and you slit your wrists, you get to die in your own team colors.
that's funny.
That's a tough one.
One of the polls we put up on the forums, of course, we put polls related to the shows, and we asked, who do you find yourself agreeing with in general regarding kids, football, and child pageants? I don't think with the brain damage I would want my kids playing football. With the stupidity and the sexuality, I don't think child pageants. And 79% of the audience agreed with me, but I have to ask you, as a parent, would you, and I don't even want to use the word encourage necessarily, because when I'm talking about young kids, the word is allow. Would you allow them to play football, peewee or otherwise?
That's a great question. That was one of the only things I wasn't allowed to do. My parents were super laissez-faire and liberal and kind of come and go as you want, as long as you tell us where you are.
Right.
But they had three no's. No BB guns. No go-karts, no football.
That's so specific. No go-karts?
No go-karts. To own. You know what I mean?
To own.
Like you couldn't own a BB gun or a go-kart or play in organized football. We played in the backyard constantly. There was no problem. But in terms of like playing organized, they didn't let us.
Okay.
And my brother actually was a big-time soccer. He was actually a scholarship athlete in soccer. And he got sort of an exemption late in high school to go try out to be a kicker and then kind of blew it off. But they did let him to go to be a kicker.
You can kick. It's like you're going to realize that the whole team's fucking your wife. You'll quit early. Who cares? You know what I mean? Do you know when the kickers make the field goals, they allow you to fuck your own wife that night?
That's nice.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
It's true. Well,
I don't know the answer to that. I have a girl, so I don't know. I don't, you know, that's one of those things I probably don't have to sweat, but.
What about pageants? See, my side was I'm not encouraging them, and they probably won't. See, I don't live in a football town. I don't live in like anything. They wouldn't really come across football or pageants in my world.
Right.
So I'm so far away from encouraging them. But if they happen to find it, I still would discourage it. But eventually, if your child is so pageanty, whatever that means,
if
or
you're
so football-y.
If your 5-year old is so passionate about dressing up like a Barbie doll.
That's the thing. I don't think I would let
you have failed as a parent.
Yeah. I wouldn't let my 5-year old, and I can't see a future where my particular 5-year old would suddenly be so interested in pageantry. It's so niche. But no, I wouldn't let her at 5.
Pageants are interesting because they're so. I try to think that I'd be the parent that would let my kid do whatever she wants as you know, within the context of understanding what you're up to and what you're doing.
Right.
But that one is maybe on the fringe of like, I don't know. I could just say yes to that.
It came up because we were just, you know, hearing the stupidity of the latest Miss USA, which I enjoy every year. And a woman got real mad at me on the forums and I because she was in pageants. And when I say she was in pageants as a kid and then didn't do it afterwards, but when I say these people on Miss USA are stupid, I think she hears, well, then I must be stupid. Or, you know, I found out she has a friend that is an amateur pageant goer.
Right, right.
And she goes, well, that means you're calling my friend dumb. And by extension, you're calling me dumb. And I'm like, no, no, no. I don't know what's more offensive. Me saying, you and your friend aren't Miss USA level, so you're smart, probably.
Right.
Or, no, you are like them, so you must be an idiot then. Because I see these shows, and you're idiots.
There's so many bad messages in a pageant.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Although, I don't like calling them idiots, like as a general thing. I think that it's a stupid contest and they sound stupid sometimes in that contest. I think they definitely should be more ready for the questions, but that's just the ones that we play. If we played all the questions, would everybody sound that dumb? Yes. No, that's why we always get one. But we always get one. No. Where are the rest of them?
Oh, get the fuck out. I'll play 62 right now. Are you kidding me? How dare you? Sparrow is answering a question right here.
Sparrow?
Do you like space? And she says space is amazing and important because knowledge is from the stars and we are all made of each other and also the universe, world peace. So there you go. These
such as the Iraq.
It's like this woman got mad at me. She calls herself Mermaid. I don't know if she's an actual mermaid, but she was angry about me picking on these contestants. Like, oh, you know what? The person didn't know how to answer. Is healthcare a right, a privilege? Do you pay for it yourself? Oh, and I'm like,
it's a good question.
It's a terrible question.
It's not.
Because, or even if it's even God. If it's a good question, don't tell me these people didn't expect it. You expect questions about Trump. You expect questions about healthcare. Whatever's in the news, you expect.
They also are prepped. It's not like they go in there like, oh, right. This is the bathing suit I picked. They right, have, right. I mean, we all learned from that movie, right? Well, they have these people who
Little pick- Miss Sunshine? Is that not the movie?
That's who my kid would be, you know? I said the other day, I was like, my kid's not going to have a chance in pageants. Right. They're just not. I could marry like a pageant guy and have a baby with him and they will not be pageant people.
Archimedes Screw writes, why are women even talking during a beauty pageant? It's not a who's more beautiful on the inside contest. Just put on the bathing suit and wave.
I agree with that. If you're going to do it, right. Do it. Commit to it.
But it'd be so obvious.
That's like a Hawaiian tropic kind of thing, right?
I think it's because they're supposed to, I know this is weird, but they do a year after, like during their crowned whatever, they do a year of speaking engagements and they are looked up to by younger people. So they must be able to speak on some
right,
level.
Right.
And this way, if they talk, we can pretend they really are scientists and black belts. You know, Leah, okay, whatever you see, you're a chemist for the government, sure.
By the way, are you just making up the Greekest sounding names ever of these people? You have Spiro and Archimedes so far?
I know you're here. Try to let you be at home. You should see when the Italian guests are here, where I go.
That's just a speech impediment. He's saying Sparrow.
quite frankly, you know, I think getting these women to talk was kind of the goof of it also. You know, they're like, all right, we're going to have these fucking women just come out in a bathing suit, right? And we're just going to watch it. And then the other guy goes, yeah, but what if we get them to talk too? And they're like, we'll get them to talk. And then we can go one further the very next day. They can go on a morning talk show and actually explain their answer. And they're talking again. They jerk off all over themselves and make $60 million.
I do think that they're not picking, like, yes, they have to speak and they're forcing them to do it, but they won't pick someone who speaks better over the person who looks better. So I know it's not, I'm not that ridiculous. Of course, like, right. She looks the best.
What about the talent? Is that still a part of the thing? They're still with batons and whatnot?
Think so.
Juggling. You know, because I got to know you can do stuff.
You're well-rounded. Vincent from Alberta is writing in. He's on Keith's side. Last year, when Keith played Miss America stuff, I went myself and watched a question portion through to see if he was picking on only the dumb answers. He wasn't. They were pretty much all bad answers.
Look, they're smart.
Okay.
These tits don't tape themselves. You're not born with Vaseline on your teeth. You got to figure out these different...
I feel this way about running backs, too. Like, sometimes when they're interviewing them, like,
right.
Dude, you just juked... The biggest, fastest guys in the world. You can't juke the one guy with the microphone. We don't need to see this. This
what
is ugly.
What does juked mean?
got past him, tricked him into thinking he was going this way, went that way.
Oh, I see.
You juked him.
I heard, who's that? Shaq. Shaq was in an interview we played where he believes that the earth is flat because he drives all across this great country and it's flat. Never mind mountains, but okay. Never mind hills. Never mind when you're going up a hill. Wouldn't that tell you it's, you know, it's a weird shape? But anyway, it's flat. And then people give him a hard time. So he immediately says, oh, I was just trolling you. I was just making a joke.
Did he go there? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the funny Shaq. Then troll us longer and stick with it. Don't immediately go, really? You believe that interview? Man. I was making a joke. Because I'll tell you what, if I made that joke that I believe the earth is flat and you believed me, I would be hurt.
That's true.
I mean, I believed him 1,000% that he believed it.
You know what's funny is, you know, he still believes that the earth is flat, but he just doesn't want to be ridiculed anymore. Because I was going to say, oh, that's good because maybe he changed his mind. Or maybe,
but that blew up. That was a big story.
Well, because that's enough. It's like there's so much ignorance out there. Yeah. Like, let's all decide that, you know, a couple things are true. The earth is round and pizza tastes amazing. Sorry.
I'm in for both.
Right.
Sorry to those who can't eat the crust, but there's gluten-free ones too now.
I mean, you can't. It's not like if you live on the other side of the planet, call him up, you know, so he answers at night and go, is the sun out? Because the sun's out, you know, because the maid's going to answer and be like, he doesn't have time for your stupid questions. We get it. The sun's always out, or no, it's not out here. I don't know, but no more tricks.
That's a weird one to pick of all the things.
To prove?
Yeah, but the world is flat.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Well, a basketball player ended up saying it somehow. And then
at least,
and then almost like a throwaway line. This radio station says, what do you think about that stupid sentence? And he's like, I hear the word stupid, but you can't trick me. Yeah, it is true. And you can't believe everything you hear. And he really went into it. I mean, he goes, there are three things you have to remember. Don't believe everything you see, hear, and smell. He's so out there. And it's like, you just pick up a paper and you believe it. And they're like, Shaq, please, I didn't know this would actually go somewhere, but stop.
At least pick a conspiracy theory or some weird point of view that's kind of hard to debunk. The earth is flat.
But not only that, at least look it up. Swear to God, he didn't look it up. I would bet money that he didn't look it up and is just going, they must be wrong. Like, that's the thing that bothers me the most is, okay, yes, I can understand why you think the world is flat. I totally can understand why you want to be the one going, hey, there's a lot of things that we thought these people were telling us was true. Right. And a lot of them are not true. Right. Also, Pluto used to be a planet. Like, something. He's like, I walked down the street and I didn't Google it. So I didn't fall off. There's no need to Google. You know, like, if I try to debunk scientific information that they're constantly trying to debunk themselves because they're always trying to be, like, the most current.
Second guess everything.
I would look something up. I would, like, before I talk to you about haircuts, I would look that. I mean, or I would say, I don't know, it seems weird, but we got to believe these people who have done a little bit of research.
That's a good point. Like, when I tweet something, I'll look and make sure I spelled the long word right before I hit send. Because I don't want to be a jackass.
Yeah, because Doug is still looking up his name every time he writes something. You got to be sure.
I actually almost misspelled it when I filled out the form 20 minutes ago.
Not that easy. I don't know. I guess, though, you type in anything in Google, somebody's going to agree with it, and you go, I fucking knew it. Fucking knew it. They say, well, you've seen satellite imagery. And they go, he says, they can draw that.
Yeah. In all fairness, they can draw round.
Just tell me the end game, though. Why is science trying to lie to us about the earth round? How does that change anything in my wallet?
Right. That is a weird theory.
Like, what in your theory? Well, I guess the walking straight. Just, you know, you got me.
But as you wander through the world, there are things you don't understand all the time. That doesn't mean that they need to be oversimplified to be explained. You just go, wow, that's kind of a, you know, whatever.
Does he think gravity exists?
I don't know how a carburetor works. I don't even know how a Kleenex box works.
I'm debating on the shape of a stop sign. All things weird. You know? What's that supposed to tell me?
Yeah, how'd they land on that?
Yeah.
Eight sides? Is this a cult?
They're going to tell me when to stop? I don't get it. You know, the government just wants you to stop, period, end of story. So you might not want to believe every stop sign you see.
There's a lot of things I don't think the government is doing that is proper. So now we're fine with signs. Harry's Razors, I want to tell you about it. I love it. Father's Day is coming up. Hopefully you didn't have one of those rapey fathers. You had a good father. and you want to get them something. You get them. I always feel bad, you know, saying Mother's Day, Father's Day. I don't know your life situation.
But I love that you're allowed to put the rapey into the ad read. That's a pretty cool show. You, there, you guys,
I'd
are
like to
here.
Start it now.
Oh, hi.
Just, I'm not sure that that's true, because Duncan. So just forget it. Hey, Keith, did you hear that Father's Day is coming?
Father's Day is coming up, and assuming you had one.
That you had a beat, father, didn't you?
Yeah, did not beat my mother or me.
Oh, also nice.
That's nice. That's definitely good.
So if you have one of those fathers, get him something nice. Harry's razors.
Also, get something affordable.
Now, maybe you had a bad father, a drunk father, was never there for you. When he's there, he took it out. Any kind of work problems on you or your mom. Then don't. I wouldn't be ready. I'm not telling you to move on.
What if it's both? What if this is a multi-layered, complicated answer?
Let me tell you how to get two razors, and you can decide what to do with them. Now, this is a perfect Father's Day gift, and it's for, you know, anybody, anybody that you want to buy something for. My wife uses Harry's razors. You can get...
She's the father of two dogs, so that's nice.
Two Harry's shave sets. One for yourself, give one to your dad. He doesn't need
them
both.
Yeah,
he won't know. I use them. I like them. Shave sets start at just $15, not to mention $5 off when you go to harrys.com/KATG. You get a razor handle, moisturizing shave gel, three Harry's five-blade precision-engineered razors.
I think that, what is that, like $10 for a beautiful gift?
Harry's limited edition Father's Day shave set comes with a stormy gray razor handle, all dad's favorite colors, Kostaki, right?
Stormy gray? Mm-hmm. I like stormy gray.
Chrome razor stand, foaming shave gel, three replacement blades, and a travel cover. Okay? Plus, it comes in a sleek, giftable box. With the option to add custom engraving and a personalized card for free.
You're nice. A father.
Yeah.
Would you spit on me if I send you this for Father's
Not
Day?
At all. I like it.
Okay.
Go to harrys.com/KATG right now to redeem a special offer. Harry's will give you $5 off one of their shave sets. This is for a limited time only, so act now. That's harrys.com/KATG to get $5 off and help support the show, you know.
That's right. Cool.
Speaking about being a father. How old is your daughter now?
8.
8 years old. I'm listening to your album, which I take as fact.
Oh, yeah. Well, so yeah, pretty much.
I enjoyed the story where you're tickling your daughter. And then one time you take your daughter to music class and she just lays on the ground and goes, "Touch me again, Daddy."
True story.
And he's like, "I got to teach this to tickle."
2-year-olds. They're fun.
And your daughter's asking you, you know, about dirty words, you know, to what's the S word? What's the B word? What's all this? What's the H word?
I like how you explain that. It was his album is very funny and also PSA.
Well, here's how he explained it. He goes, "The H word, you mean whore?" She's like, "What the fuck?" I meant hell, of course.
She did mean hell, the H word.
But yeah, I think the whole thing's fantastic. Your thanks, wife now, she was married before, right?
Yes.
And I'm picturing, like, you know, do you ever say, like, well, you know, you were married before, and then she says, well, you were kind of married too, and you're like, yeah, not really though. You're the one that I really love more than,
yeah, that's you funny, settling. Because in my head, I think that what I ended up doing was way more commitment than marriage is, you know,
with right. A child
when
and
you
everything.
Have a child with someone, that's a way bigger commitment.
And when you could leave and stay.
Yes. Yeah. But it was a different kind of a thing. Well, you know, yeah, these are complicated issues too.
But you have to assume, as you also say in the album, that the marriage didn't work that she had because she obviously never had sex with this guy.
Right, of course not.
La, la, la. La, la, la.
Do you guys talk openly or do you skip your past relationships?
And you know what? We have kind of, we're super open, but that's one area that we have skipped.
Yeah.
Yep.
But how can you skip it fully? Because you have had these experiences and they come up. Did it ever come up and you're like, ugh, skip that and it's still going to be the same me that she knows 100%.
You know, it's like the tone of the album is kind of how I really feel about it. I do have, of course, she had a full life before me. Right. That would be ridiculous. I just don't want to focus on it too much. There's one guy in particular that that she dated that will occasionally come up in a situation. I'm just
Johnny
like,
Big Dick.
I could just
Carlos.
I don't want to hear about Johnny Big Dick. I accept that he exists somewhere in the world. I just don't need to la la la. And it's of course harder for her because there's a person in our life that came from a prior situation.
That's so. Proof that you had sex.
That's right. That's way worse than Johnny Big Dick stories.
Do you guys, is everybody getting along now? You, Caroline Ray, the new wife?
We're still, it's a work in progress. We have moments of nailing it and moments of not nailing it. Yeah.
Okay. What do the moments of nailing it look like? What needs to happen?
Yeah. Well,
and just drop the kid off on the porch and move.
Yeah.
Well, do you still live very close to each other?
Yeah. So that's one of the things we're nailing. The geography is good. We're like 100 yards to the school, 100 yards to mom, So that situation is good.
What about the split in parenthood? Everyone's getting the amount of time that they want.
Yeah. We settled on a thing that's working out, and that's kind of covered in the album as well. So we had some, back and forth about that was challenging. And now we've got a schedule in place that seems to be working pretty well.
So I imagine it's like the decisions to make, like, okay, how do you punish a kid and how do you stay consistent with it?
Yeah, some of it's that. And some of it's sort of discussions about the schedule, which are sort of, there's no end to the amount of minutiae you can discuss about the schedule.
Like what? Like how?
It's maddening.
You figure like she gets picked up, she gets dropped off.
Yeah, it seems so simple on paper, but
and you say
there are so many holidays and quirks in the schedule, or I have to go here and I have to work there, and can we switch this? And
so what you're saying,
you got to pick up there, and can we all go to this thing together without killing each other? There's all these complicated beats.
Is your wife allowed to pick her up instead of you? Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. So what you're saying is raising a child is difficult.
Well, if you didn't,
that's not even the raising part. That's the getting along with the other grown-ups part. That part is the hardest part for me at this point. An 8-year-old is so fun because there's no diapers, there's no strollers, there's no pack and plays.
No boys.
There's no boys, right. That's true. That's kind of, you're in this beautiful sort of simple phase of life.
Oh, she's straight? Did she have to come out?
Oh, well, we don't know. That's a good point.
Just assuming.
And she's completely self-sufficient on most of the main things. You just get reminder, like go brush your teeth, go take a shower, go brush your hair.
What if she is gay? Because Thuggy's like, there's girls, yeah. There's just no boys.
Right. Well, can you tell anything? Is she interested in any? Does she come home talking about?
She doesn't read gay early. I'll say that. But, who knows?
Yeah.
You're asexual, right?
Not everybody. No.
No?
No, some people are already masturbating even before that.
Really? Yes. Before that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what it was, but I knew I wanted to have sex with my kindergarten teacher.
Really?
Same thing for Hennessy. He knew that in
kindergarten?
In kindergarten, he started thinking of like licking vagina.
What?
Yeah. And he was like, oh, I must be really gross.
I didn't even really. Yeah. I mean, for me, it's weird because I feel like I've made up for lost time, but I didn't touch myself or think of the world in that way at all in that phase. Daryl Hannah had to put on a fishtail, and then I was like, what's happening there? Something magical.
He liked it when there wasn't a vagina.
Well, I've heard of like my friends babysitting, and then they'll see like a 2-5-year-old like around that age rocking on the couch.
Ooh.
Like rocking back and forth on stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so the conversation has to be like, yeah, you can totally do it, but that's something people do in private.
Right.
Yeah. My husband went through that. He was very young. He actually told, this is such a cute story. He liked masturbating so much that he decided to tell his mom, like, hey, you should get in on this. He was like, mom, I do this thing.
What age is that?
Oh, really young.
Under
7 for sure. Something like that.
That's so funny.
So he's like, yeah, you should do it too. It's really fun. And I think his mom at first like kind of freaked out. Like, no, you shouldn't do it. Like, nobody should do it. And then, kind of took a second realizing like, okay, hold on a second. And then went back and said, hey, of course you can do it. I just, whatever it was. I'm not getting it 100% right. But yeah, how sweet is that?
Yeah,
to be like,
so
I'm getting
sweet.
So much pleasure out of this that I think you should.
Didn't want mom to miss out.
When you talk about your ex on your album, did you feel you had to send it to her first?
No. In fact, I'm not sure she's heard it yet.
Okay.
Do we care? I fully expect a strongly written email when that happens.
Oh, yeah? But does she not talk about you on stage?
Well, here's the thing. We always did. In fact, we used to travel together, and it would be sort of a he said, she said about the relationship. Right.
I say, by the way, because you guys sounded caustic on stage. You know what? You might be in the back, and she's attacking you, and then vice versa. And I'm like, I know they're comics, but this is not healthy. I know it sounds like I'm saying this in hindsight, but I'm like, this is not going to go well.
It's funny. Yeah.
You're not good in bed. Well, when you would give me the time of day. And I'm like, was I in the bathroom for the punchline?
I think that's an exaggeration.
Because you wouldn't say the punchline first, of course. I knew it was just a mess.
No, it's debatable if I nailed it, but my goal was to be honest and true about my own experience without trashing the mother.
Okay.
That's the kind of the goal that I had in building that little, you know, set that's on the album.
Do you follow?
And obviously that took a while to hone because there was a lot more anger in it earlier.
That's great. You know? You should do like another one that's exactly the same, the anger version.
Yeah, the angry. I don't even know. I'm trying to leave that guy behind.
What if you make a fake album? We put in a laugh track and nobody really hears it. And you give that to her and you say, that's what it is.
I think, you know, we're comics. Right. Even if, you know, she used to do a bit about, you know, she had a crush on her dentist or whatever. And, you know, it was the same thing of like, la, la, but it's a great joke. What are you going to do? Not do that joke because it's uncomfortable for me for 4 seconds once in a while?
But
who cares?
But then she got together with the dentist. It's a little strange.
Do you listen to her material?
I haven't seen her in a long time, actually. It's funny. Just this weekend, we did gigs. I did the Friday. She did the Saturday. It was like a two-night thing of a thing that they do once a year. And we didn't know that the other one was doing it until the night of. So we don't cross paths very often. But occasionally, you know, we have the same circles of professional things that we, you know.
Yeah, but because you're saying that she's probably going to hear it and you'll get a strongly worded letter.
Oh, I'm kidding. It's comedy. I mean, who knows? It might hurt her feelings, but it's also honest and real. And I try to keep it about my experience and not just bitching about her.
If there's a repeat on TV of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, do you have to turn it off? Like the kid can't watch that? You only have 3 rules. No Sabrina, no teenage witches, no.
Again, these are all debatable points, but we strive to have a kid-first model.
All right. We're telling this sad story the other day about an aunt. She's watching her sister's kid. I believe it was a daughter, definitely 4 years old.
Oh, my God, it was a daughter?
Giving some kind of, let's say it was a boy.
No, I know. There's no difference. It just, I got a glitch in the system just then.
So there's a 4-year-old and she's giving some kind of spelling lesson and the kid's not picking up on it. So she takes a belt, beats the kid to death.
There's to death?
Dent marks from the belt buckle, etc.
Oh, goodness.
So a lot of people are strong in spelling. She definitely would have killed me if we were doing spelling.
I put the poll up. Should the baby belt beater be beaten to death with a belt?
Oh.
So I say that's the way you kill her.
Oh, eye for an eye.
Yes. I asked the audience, and it's about 50-50, just a little more saying, yes, I agree.
Wow.
The answers were yes and no. Those were the choices?
Yeah, what else? Possibly, please explain. You know your answer. It's yes or no.
Okay.
I say no.
Of course you do. You're a baby pussy, and that's why you cry.
Yeah, I say no too, but I totally understand the yes answer.
Yes, exactly. Right. That should have been our third option.
Yes.
I say no, but I totally understand the yes answer. I'm willing to turn away from this one.
Yeah, I wasn't saying you had to do it. Do you guys know that?
Yeah, I understand.
can you write, no, but yes, I'd let the evil people do it.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, you know,
that's
it feels psychologically that we learned that that's not what gets people right. But in all fairness, we haven't learned what gets people right. And so far, all of our punishments have not turned anybody into a better person. Well, not anybody, but it's not working. Like, all these psychological, but it just feels like beating someone to death with a belt.
Yeah.
What about the person doing it? Who is beating someone to death?
I'll do it. But
would you really? But the sister, you would change as a person.
No, I'm good.
Then we need to know about you.
I'm telling you.
You could do it?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of like those people with the masks on that you don't see when...
We wouldn't know as you.
You wouldn't know as me.
But you would know, you could watch someone getting beaten to death.
But first of all, I'd be so removed from the situation, I don't even know if it was a boy or a girl. See what I mean?
So Andrea just said she would do it too. I have a hard time believing that she would do it.
There's no way I could.
Although she did kill a snake.
One of my only life regrets is watching a video of a beheading.
Oh, I avoided that.
I can't get it out of my head.
Doesn't bother me.
Oh, it's awful.
I mean, it bothers me. Like when ISIS does it, it bothers me.
Yeah, it was one of those kind of things. I watched it online.
But that takes them. They could.
Why didn't you tell me not to do that?
They can get a better knife because I was excited too.
See, even just Keith said that, and I remember, I think I knew you, and you watched it, or it was either you or my brother, and I was like, oh, I don't think I should watch that. And one of you said, yeah, it takes, you would think it's like a whoosh, and you said, yeah, no, it's a lot slower than that, and that picture is even in my head. So forget about if I actually saw it.
It's not as bad as you're picturing it.
Yes, it is.
It's worse than I thought it was going to be. For me.
I found, well, you have a better imagination. I found that they're cutting with one hand. They're holding the camera with the other. So as they're cutting, the camera's moving. You don't even get a good look.
Oh, that's worse. Everything's worse. Everything you're going to say
I'm glad
is worse.
I haven't seen that one. I'm not looking.
Now, that's the one. That was the popular one. We're talking about the same one.
No, mine's a different one.
Okay.
Do you
mine was from a distance.
Mine's a different one.
It definitely wasn't holding the camera.
It lives in Canada. You wouldn't know it. But it's a different one.
Do you remember Faces of Death?
Yes.
Yeah, boring.
See, that's the kind of thing.
I can't watch that.
Yeah.
Somebody described one of the things to me. It is still in my head. They described it.
And it's actually avoiding the unpleasant imagery in my head is some of the... Like when my dad passed away, I didn't go see him up close at the funeral because I wanted to have a vision of my dad alive and making jokes and goofing around and talking me into eating more. You know, that's the guy I want to remember. I don't want to remember because I remember seeing my grandfather passed away. I remember seeing his like dead face. It's like, I don't want that in my head of my own dad.
I've thought of that because it took until I was an adult to go to an open casket funeral. And I guess I never really thought of funerals, but they don't do that in Jewish tradition. And I don't know how I feel about it because on the one hand, there is closure to that.
Right. I totally get why people want that.
There's death. Right. Look at it. You know, it helps you move to the next place, hopefully. But honestly, like, wow.
I know what happened. I don't need to see that.
Yeah.
I get it.
And then the fact that there could be an open or closed, and closed is when you're fucked up, just the psychological, you know, feeling that you have on that. I don't know.
Not only would I be able to beat this woman with a belt,
Let's get back to the real issue.
I'd make her take a spelling test as well.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now, the trick is you never win. There's an endless amount of words, but I go with only kid words.
Spell Economopolis.
As soon as you get through Economopolis, you can stop getting beat.
She takes the belt herself. She's like, well, fuck me, and beats herself.
That's not a name. And what if, like, she had the experience of this kid must have been screaming out of their mind because they scream out of, like, for nothing. Now they're getting beat with a, like, what does that sound like? Right. Where are her neighbors? But, could be, like, the not New York type neighbors where it's down the block. But you can hear someone yelling that much and keep beating them?
Oh, please.
You just, like, remember that she's a fucking asshole?
No, I'm literally begging, please, let me do it. there's pictures of the kid being beaten to death hanging on the walls.
Oh, for
everybody's.
Oh,
for my enjoyment.
For your motivation.
Okay, so from your point of view, there are some things that are just so terrible that they have to be. You're not debating relative merit. There's some things that are across the line. They have to be punished.
Yes, and it's not even necessarily to teach other people. This is a new society we live in. Watch yourself. It's not to make her because it's not going to be done until she's dead. So I'm definitely not making her a better person. She just now she gets to feel that. Fuck you.
Yeah, I get that.
I get it. I don't know if that makes the world a better place, but I don't know that my way makes the world a better place either. I just know that somebody else will now have that trauma, whether, Keith, you want to believe it or not. Because if you don't have trauma for that, you're a sociopath.
No, or a superhero. Some of us can't step up to the plate, that's all.
Can we make that the poll? Of course, if I say that, it's not going to happen.
Sociopath or superhero? That sounds like the name of a show or some kind.
Well, I was thinking like, okay, so we asked them if she should get beaten to death.
Right.
Should we ask, would you do it? How many people would really do it? Because in this room now, 50-50, I'm floored by this. But we do work with monsters. Just talking.
It's 50-50. There's the fourth person I can't see. You're there, saying yes?
Yeah, she's right behind you. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Taking off her belt.
Yikes.
Yeah, of course. Please. It's disgusting what they're doing.
Yeah, agreed.
We put up the poll regarding the movie Born in China, where they had this you're following these different animals in China, and they're, you know, tough weather, tough nature.
It's a documentary following for 3 years a bunch of different animals.
And you see the snow leopard that you're following, she ends up dying of starvation.
Wow. Meanwhile,
there's a whole camera crew there. If they wanted,
and craft services, but
no,
I imagine.
Well, no exaggeration. They all have food. They all have shelter. They could have saved the snow leopard.
But then it wouldn't have been a documentary. Or the prime directive would have been interfered with.
Ah, mm-hmm. Good phrase.
Ah.
Yeah, well, we're talking to somebody that doesn't know the difference between nature and Star Trek. And we're listening to her about taking belts off. So anyways, you could explain, hey, this animal would die. Do you get it? Are you sad? Okay, we're going to save the animal now. You get the best of both worlds. Draw a picture of the snow leopard dying. Little animated thing.
What do you think? If you were part of that crew, this is another thing. The people who are part of that crew, I imagine someone's an animal lover on there. You know, they're just... is the camera crew just crying while they're watching this? Can we have a camera on the camera crew? Because you're literally watching something die.
See, you're the sicko now.
I am?
But what the whole room is the opposite. This is what it seems like with you, Kostaki. You guys are debating and leaning towards, well, it's nature. You're letting us know what happens in nature.
No, not necessarily. This is
what the fuck are you talking about? I'm saying exactly what you just said. Now I'm paraphrasing and not necessarily. You think that we should watch this animal die because it's what happened. Meanwhile,
I'm wondering how they did that. I'm wondering how an entire crew, you know how you say when you used to like harm people's food as a waiter, you didn't tell anyone because who can keep their mouth shut?
Right.
If an animal is dying in front, like not one member of the crew was like, we need this. It's not debatable. It's not like they died instantly.
They know
they
it's
were
not
dying. They were dying over time, but nobody was like, "Should we talk about this?"
No,
you don't think so.
They know it's not debatable.
Yeah,
but I would have snuck a candy bar.
Can't give them a peanut butter sandwich.
And it's my point is, it's funny how the room is not only split in half between the belt and this documentary, mm-hmm. but it's the opposite. Me and Andrea.
I'm not saying that. You're really putting words in my mouth. I'm not saying.
Okay, and what would you do?
I don't know. I wouldn't be on that film crew. I don't know because I would be scared to feed it because I would be scared of, you know, interrupting such a big thing. And then
this is a major production and the bus is leaving in a half hour. Are you coming or not?
Right. But am I going to be sued for all the money that I'll ever have in my life because I fed this animal? But I don't know that we're just supposed to watch animals die.
Are you planning on feeding animals that are dying, Hendo? The bus is leaving. I swear to God, you're not Disney nature material.
I know I'm not. I quit.
Goodbye.
I just lost my job. Oh no.
And now you're starving. That's the irony.
Oh no. Yeah. You know what? It was worth it. That's the story that came out, and maybe they saved
it. Good question.
Right?
So it happens, it's gonna happen without you, and you're there and you can do. Isn't there a Sam Kennison bit when they do the taping of the starving kids in Africa for the ads?
Right.
It's like, isn't there someone off camera mm-hmm. with a Snickers bar? Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
Now who's the sickos?
I always think that about the, you know, these shows where they're chased, people are trying to survive on an island or whatever. Like, there's a whole crew there.
But that they put themselves in. What about the documentaries of like, you know.
No, wait. No, he's not saying survivors. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about real villages.
But that's, yeah.
But see, I think people.
And then you go to those villages. Not only do they not feed them, they take pictures of them wearing the Atlanta Falcons are the big winners. They're mocking them.
But I think that those guys.
Points for putting that back in my head.
Those guys are after good things, I think. I think they're trying to film what's happening so that they can bring awareness and then raise more money.
Of course.
And I think that film crew can't save them. Isn't what they're that, doing is saving them through their...
But isn't that also true of the snow leopard or whatever? Isn't that...
No, because that's...
You're talking about the real story of the you know, the arc of this.
No, because that's one animal. Here is like you're filming an entire, let's say, neighborhood or a group of people who are starving to death. Your camera crew and the money that it took you to get out there will not help. It'll help you more to film that, bring it back, and have other people do it. I think everybody has their part in, quote,
saving people. Yeah, I hear you. That's not true of the snow leopard. Was there not a story arc about what's happening to the leopard or something like that?
That the did they say that the leopards are dying? Yeah. Yeah, come on up. We'll get to.
Yeah,
we'll
Andrea
get
has been strongly disagreeing with me behind Kostaki for a while.
I know, I can't even see her.
Hi.
Poor leopard die. Hello.
They would let the poor leopard die. That's true.
So they introduced the leopard. There's three animals that they follow throughout the documentary, and the snow leopard is one of them. It's a mom and the cubs, and initially everything's fine, and then the mom gets pushed out of its hunting territory by another leopard, and it just keeps getting worse and worse for the because she can't properly feed the cubs. So then by the end, she gets injured, and then by the end, she tries to get some food for her cubs, and she gets injured more, and then they shoot her dead, and then the cubs like sitting alone on top of the ravine and just the mom dead being covered in snow. And they're like, life is beautiful and death also. And I'm like, what the fuck? You just let this. And I was also high. So it was very upsetting across the board. You know.
So what would you do if you were on the film crew?
I couldn't be involved in something like this if I knew that we had to stand by. Like I wanted to be a vet when I was a little kid because I do love animals. But then when I realized that you have to put animals down or see animals in really tough positions, I can't stomach that. But if I somehow was, I would totally feed the leopard.
Like sneakily?
Yeah, for sure. I'd kill an elk with my bare fucking hands.
I believe you. Look at the look in her eyes.
I'd feed I would feed you the leopard. I'll go back in time. I'll take you to the set. And I'll feed you to the leopard.
Wait a minute. What about the elk?
I didn't give a shit. It's funny because I was emotionally connected to the leopard and it was killing. There was someone else with me. That it was trying to kill a baby elk. And I was like, I don't give a shit. Kill that elk.
So but here's another thing. So you watch those two animals die because essentially she got killed by her crew because, you know, if you're sending one of your people out, then they can't survive on their own. There's a reason why they're together. And she also got injured. And so you can watch the other two fight to the death. Is the camera crew supposed to get in the middle of that?
The other two, like the baby leopards fight to the death?
They are still watching animals kill each other, right?
Yeah.
So are you supposed to stop that?
I don't think so because I don't think you can stop. Like, what are they going to run in between? Like, no, you know? But I think she
I mean, we tame animals. You could have tamers come out with you.
I'm finding a big difference.
I am too.
Between
but there's
throwing a couple kibbles
sure.
at this cat.
But she's not going to survive after you leave also.
Well, she could. The reason why she died was because she got injured and was put out of her territory where she naturally hunts in. So it was like a series of unfortunate events. But if they had fed her, she would have had time to recover and then maybe could have hunted. Then the cubs are on their own too. So the cubs will probably also die.
Yeah, but could it be true that this family was doomed as soon as they got pushed out of their
well,
home?
Yeah.
And that even if you fed them, and even if you fed their cubs, and even if you healed her, as soon as you guys...
And even if I give some change to a homeless person, all of a sudden they're going to buy a hotel?
Yeah.
No, I get that. But isn't it true after you leave, this family will die anyway?
Not necessarily. I think when she gets pushed out of her hunting territory, it sets a trajectory of bad events, but she could come back from it if she had time to like rest and, it was just too many bad ones in a row. But if you get in there with a steak and buy her some more time.
Well, here's the other thing. You also.
She had babies, Hevda!
You also were saying that you could beat someone to death with a belt. I don't believe you.
I think I could.
I don't believe
somebody
you.
Somebody who beat.
Have you ever been in a physical fight?
Yes.
With what?
Belts.
Belts.
With who?
I got in a physical with a stripper who, a friend of mine
Where
and I
live?
Were at a strip club in high school, and my drunk friend asked the stripper if her tits were real. Not a very sensitive question, I will say. And then the stripper came down from the stage
Whoa.
And started to like hit my friend. And so I kind of got in the middle and shoved her a little bit, and then she was shoving me, and then I fell over, and then we were asked to leave the business establishment. But like, you know.
Imagine you would be.
I mean, I also played rugby for years.
Oh my God, and like, that's right. Yeah. You're an animal.
I got my tooth knocked out, you know, like I'm pretty rowdy, Hemda.
Wow. Whoa. Have you ever punched someone?
Not outside of sports, but during rugby, yes, I have punched someone.
You can punch someone in rugby?
No. Yes, you can. You can punch people in the scrum. So the scrum is this, like, I don't know if you've seen rugby before, but there's two groups and they lock against one another and kind of like push.
Yeah. I learned that on Friends.
Uh-huh. Very nice.
But you can, she's saying when people can't see what goes on under there, you can eat a
finger. You can punch people or kick people, and they
you
do.
Would do that?
Oh, for sure.
Right.
I play dirty, Hemda. And the best thing is there's this thing called raking. Ooh. It's not technically legal, but if someone falls, you can kind of like rake at them, like, you know,
with your claws,
with your with your cleats.
You guys are not wearing any padding.
No, that's so fun. So it's not really, it's frowned upon, but it is allowed. But someone, like, that people do it often to the smaller players once they're down on the ground.
Are you a medium?
I was a large.
Okay. Okay.
The smaller players are called the backs.
How small are they?
They can be really small just because they're fast.
Okay.
So they usually, but the forwards are the bigger players, and they get hit a bunch. And
you're a forward?
I was a forward.
You're the most forward.
I played a position that was like in between the forwards and the backs, where you're still fast, but you're also big because I'm a bad bitch. And someone raked like a really small friend of mine and like cut her all up. And then afterwards I was like, oh, you're fucking dead. And I got in a fight with her and she gave me two black eyes, but we still won. I'm just so scared.
That sounds like a joke. What do you tell a rugby player with two black eyes?
Shouldn't have raked my friends.
Now, isn't it true that after all of that, then you guys go drink beer together and everything's cool?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
You're in high school, though.
Yeah.
But you're the opponents, still. Too, though, right?
Like,
everyone's kind of, you accept the craziness of the game.
It's a very, there's a lot of camaraderie to it.
I like that
it.
Part of it. Yeah. That's cool.
By the way, there's four rules in the Economopolis household now, and it's no rugby.
Okay, can I say I would leave my kid out of rugby? But what if she's Andrea?
Yeah, my mom was okay with me playing rugby, and my dad was like, you're going to do it, but I don't want to watch it.
Would you let your kid play rugby?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty fucking scary.
Well, you don't just grow up. Well, if one day he has to beat somebody to death with a belt. Government issued.
Wow. We broke someone's femur on the field once. That was like we were like a really very successful team.
Where's a femur?
A femur is this bone, like your thigh bone.
The big one.
It's the biggest bone in the body. And
well, not for some of us.
Kostaki, you?
It's A for timing.
Johnny Big Dick that you were talking about earlier.
You're Johnny Big Dick. I'm sitting right here. I hate you.
I'm like, don't worry about the past, bro.
Yeah. The ball acted like a fulcrum. It wasn't that we were so powerful, but it was like a freak accident. The ball acted like a fulcrum. She landed on it in a weird way and heard this like crack. And it was her femur, and they had to... We stopped the game, and like the ambulance.
Oh, is that what stopped the game?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We were beating them already, and it was like, well, we can't keep doing. I mean, we just broke someone's femur. This is ridiculous.
Is that the line?
Yeah, that's the line.
Wow. Okay.
And then we got our orange wedges. And
yeah.
Did you? The girl who gave you a black eye. Were you guys like punching each other?
Yeah. She fell on the. I was holding the ball, and she tackled me, and we fell on the ground. And if you drop the ball, then they can take it. But if you keep it, if you're holding it and you fall, you still technically have. What's the word? Ownership?
Possession.
I don't know. Yes, possession of it. So we were.
What if she's making this up? What do you guys call it?
What's it when you played? She was trying to rip it out of my hand, and I was like, we're rolling around, and I'm like throwing elbows and stuff unnecessarily, but it's the same thing. Like, it's really quick, and no one can really see. There's a lot of like punching and hitting.
And at the end of her trying to get the ball, you had two black eyes.
Yeah.
Where'd you hit her?
You look way happy telling this. So I'm just like beaming thinking about it.
How does it feel to be the toughest motherfucker in this room right now?
And how does it feel to win the Hunger Games?
It's all great.
Jesus. How tall are you, Kostaki?
6'1" plus Greek hair.
All right. Keith is 6. How tall are you?
5'11".
Do you guys think that Andrea could beat the shit out of you?
No way!
I can. I could
definitely beat the shit out of you, Hemda.
You keep telling me that.
Because during the fight, Hemda's debating if she should fight.
It's true. I know that that's what would kill me.
Uh-huh. I'm like, more of a grappler than a striker. I'll get you on the ground pretty much.
Yeah.
No, I'm awful.
All right, well, Andrea, look, I'm glad you're on the team of heroes.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we're going to keep an eye on these pussies, okay?
All right.
Who, me? Keep an eye on me.
Hemda, I'm on your side.
Let me ask you this,
though, Andrea. You have two heroes on your side.
Mm-hmm. Andrea, would you ever bet on me that I would win a fight?
Against who?
Like, is there anyone?
A child, Tony Deo, for maybe. Sure.
Is there any adult in the world that I could beat up? If I was like, okay, you can't take me by surprise, because then I really will debate, do I punch or not?
And already you're doing all this talking.
I know, right? It's Mike not
Kaplan.
About talking.
You can beat up Mike Kaplan.
All right.
I can beat
he's
up Mike Kaplan.
He's very diminutive and a pacifist. He's mm-hmm. he's a good target.
But he short circuits and sets your hair on fire. we got a problem.
Well, I could beat someone up, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%.
Ava, my go kid, team. Come over.
She acts like an adult.
She's 8. She's too old for me.
I feel she's like tall for her age.
She can kick my ass. I feel like I'm tough until Andrea talks to me.
I'm from Canada. What's different?
I said, yeah, Canada's real tough. Mm-hmm. I said, by the way, we put
you
up
know,
the poll.
Some people think I'm tough.
No, mean.
Yeah. A bitch.
Very different. Very different category.
It's not a physical thing.
No.
She's, I do yoga.
She said, did you see Faces of Death? I said, yeah, it's boring. And that scared her. She went,
the word boring.
You're spiritually tough.
No, no one's tougher. It's a tough attitude and it keeps things going. Right? You can beat cancer.
Yeah.
I didn't have cancer.
See, you didn't even have that.
I beat a tumor. I beat one kind of football, the tumor side.
Okay.
I'll go kick it around outside. I'll have some steam. Right.
My God, Andrea, every week I learn that you are a badder bitch than the week before.
Thank you very much.
I'm scared.
She should be. Thank you.
She talks a lot about killing me. Well. She was on a podcast where they played... what's that? Marry, fuck, kill.
That's it.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and she killed me right away. She's like, fuck you, Hamda, you're dead. And I'm coming after you. And then I'm going to take your seat and I'm going to be the girl. And I'm like, what the fuck?
She goes, I want to play the game. And Andrew says, I'll kill you. Like, I was thinking Taboo or something.
I'll destroy you.
All right. Let me mention this. Vistaprint, 500 business cards for $9.99. Maybe you're a hero and you don't know how to tell people. Get 500 cards that say hero on it. Nice. Pass it to somebody and take over. It's that easy. For $9.99, you can save lives. We use Vistaprint. They're fantastic. They'll make sure you're 1,000% satisfied, and 100's the highest. They'll make sure you're 1,000% satisfied with your cards.
I don't know who I was talking to, but they gave out a bunch of their cards, and they gave them out to like millennials, and they turned around and said, oh my God, where did you get these awesome sized postcards?
I like your mini flyers.
Yes.
Visit Vistaprint.com. Get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Just use KATG at checkout. That's code KATG at checkout. That's up to a 50% savings over regular site pricing. The quality is great. I can vouch for that. They're easy to customize. Also true. And you can't beat the price to try 500 business cards for $9.99.
I like this. I'm going to look into this myself.
Yeah. Right? If you have like, look, a business card is a business card. You probably have to have normal business things on it, your name, wherever you want people to reach you. But you can break the system. You don't have to have it as a business card. It could just be the size paper. And if you're saying something to somebody over and over again or to several people over and over again, now for $9.99, you can get it on a card. Like Keith got, shut up, and he just hands it to people. And I got, no, thank you, and I just hand it to people.
Wow.
Wouldn't it be nice your wife every so often gets reminded by a cute little card, I wish the baby was more part yours.
Nice.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
It's a good example. Vistaprint usage.
This is a chance to get that professional look on any budget. Do not wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today.
I just died. Oh my God.
No, I had a meeting with someone who's good at this sort of branding and self-promotion and blah, blah, blah. And they were saying the podcast is home base for the whole universe for a comic. And all of the other social media things are little flashpoints to drive people back to the podcast.
Right.
And one of the suggestions he had was go to Vistaprint. He actually said this, and get cards and pass them out after your shows to drive people to the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're in that state, and so everybody in that state can see you, but now you drive them back to the thing that they can always
have. To a place
where
they can continue to grow a relationship with
you.
Right.
There you go.
It's an interesting premise.
Welcome to the future.
Yeah, yeah. I need some direction.
They're just inexpensive business cards.
No, I'm in.
We're on to an interesting premise here.
Oh, it was Mimi Cherry. She's writing in. She was at a drag club handing out cards for my podcast, and one of the kids asked if I had, quote, more of those little flyers. Super cute. And that's, I assume she's talking about her podcast, a series of fortunate events.
Oh, the Cubs live in that one. All the lions and the tigers, they stay. They're just fine. Nobody kicks them out ever. It's a real good time.
And you guys, if you use the sponsors that we have, like Vistaprint, like Latote, you know, usually our code is KATG. Tweet about it, share the code with people. It really helps us. We also have keithandthegirl.com/coupons, where if you're like, oh, what was it they said? I wanted to use something that they were mentioning. keithandthegirl.com/coupons has all the links and the code so that can get a discount. And also, hey, we get credit from these guys that are helping us out. So if you're going to buy the business cards anyway, keithandthegirl.com/coupons. We have a lot of different coupons there.
All right.
Nice.
Let's leave on some fun stories, shall
we? Yay. Who didn't die now?
The manager of an Atlanta Pizza Hut.
Oh.
Topical.
All right.
Right. Got into such a rage arguing with an employee over how to make a pepperoni pie that he blasted her with pepper spray. He was then arrested for disorderly conduct.
That's disorderly conduct? Mm-hmm. Isn't that attacking of some sort? You just conducted yourself in a disorderly manner?
Well, you can see both sides, right? You're told how to make a pizza. You don't make it willy-nilly. It's Pizza Hut. You get the hardest cardboard you can find. You slap some cheap shit on it. You burn it, and you're done. You have to follow the standards. Every store has to be the same. So don't tell me you have a new way of making pizza. Right. And start your own pizzeria. Okay? It's a regular pizza place. It's Pizza Hut. It's shit. Do it.
I just went to one of my favorite pizzerias right before this show. Get this. So the guy had a tattoo on his arm, and I'm like, oh, that looks like an atheist tattoo. But I'm like, what is that? He says an anarchy tattoo.
Oh.
And so I was like, wow, it looks really cool. And he's like, yeah, I got it when I was 13.
Yeah.
13. And I was like, really? And he goes, yeah, this one I got when I was 12. And he shows me his ankle. I'm like, who did that for you? And I was like, is it your friend? He's like, no, not really. But I asked him for it. He said I was a kid. Then I gave him money and he did it. There's that. And I'm like, wow. And I'm thinking, like, I need to interview this guy. I'm sure there's other things. So I start asking him more questions. Like, that's crazy for a pizzeria. He's like, you want to hear crazy? I'm like, yes, I do. This is great. And so he said that one time this guy just slapped him across the counter. And I was like, what happened? He's just furious. And he was ordering, let's say, I think he said a calzone. I started making a calzone. He said, no, forget it. I want a chicken wrap or whatever it was. And he starts doing that. And he changes his mind again. He goes, look, with all due respect, I'm going to, you know, you're going to need to decide on something because I keep throwing away this stuff and it's kind of wasteful. So if you can, he starts getting really mad at him until he hits him right in the face, right across. Mm-hmm. And I was like, then what happened? He's like, nothing. I just was like, you now, can't do that.
Now, seriously, you have to tell me what you want now.
Wait, and then there was another one he said, it was like the restaurant had people in it. There were a lot of workers. It's a fairly small restaurant. You know, I'm sure if anybody was in the restaurant, they could hear me just talking to him. Everybody can. The super drunk girl comes in and was like, she came up to him and she's like, are you over 18? And he said, yeah, I'm over 18. And she goes, I want to have sex with you tonight. Come with me. And he's like, and he goes, she was such in a terrible state and not going home with her. Get this. And then she waited for him outside. When he went outside, she started like kind of attacking him. Not kind of. She started grabbing him. They had to get other people off so that, you know, because he's like, I don't know what to do. She's so super drunk and I'm not going to hit her. He was like, I got to admit, I did walk fast to the train. And I was like, I think that's fair. I think you did the right thing. It sounds really good. He goes, you're not going to believe how much shit I keep getting to this day from the other guys in the restaurant for not going home and sleeping with
him. Oh, right.
Isn't that madness? And he's like, how? He's like, she was so drunk. And I was like, yeah, you did the right thing.
That is such a sweet story he made up.
Yeah. You think so?
Who knows? I wasn't there.
That's nuts. You should have slept with her. She was good to go, bro.
And I'm sorry. And I don't like to talk like that, first of all. Anyway, here's my phone number if there's any problems with the pizza.
They did ask me for my phone number after that, but see? That was for the pizza. That was for the pizza.
Yeah, you know that follow-up phone call.
Oh, wait, I'm getting a text. Just kidding.
A Wisconsin man, arguing with his wife over watching internet porn, threatened to shoot off his penis. He said, if I'm not using it, I might as well shoot it off. So
please
obviously,
do.
Oh, shoot it off.
Yeah.
Can I do different. This? Can I do this one? I won't do the belt one, but I will shoot his penis. Shut the fuck up. If I'm not using it, nobody can.
He's 57.
He's done. Just kidding.
He went to another room, fired 4 shots into the wall to scare his wife, and then was busted for reckless use of a firearm.
Meanwhile, his wife is like, oh, yes, he did it. Thank God.
He's like, I'm not shooting blanks over here.
Ha.
Yeah, I totally misunderstood. It sounded like he was like holding her hostage. I'm going to shoot this off.
Mm. Oh, no. He's saying, I'm going to shoot off my dick. We don't fuck. I'm going to at least watch porn. And if I can't do that, fine. I'll shoot it off. Joke's on you.
You know what?
Ow.
What a dickhead, ow. Literally.
Yeah.
You know what? It's so funny because I don't know anything that happened beforehand. And it sounds like they're not having sex. But it's so funny that it's like... She's not giving me sex. And in most times that you hear she's not giving me sex, it's like, what are you giving her for this sex? what attitude do you come in? Like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, he used to be romantic and now he's not. And so it's like, oh, but that's when I was courting you. Well, that's when I was fucking you. So maybe put those two together.
You think he went, I'm going to just shoot my own dick off. And she went, this is weird. This is so not you. Who's this guy come from? You're scaring me now.
But there
he sounds like a charming man.
There is a sort of a gender gap in like that. There's that classic Woody Allen scene
where he's fucking his stepdaughter, or the one where he marries the adopted.
Well, you're gonna have to be more specific. That's every film he's ever done,
right?
Where he's like in the talking to the shrink, and he goes, "We never have sex. It's like 3 times a week." And smash cut to her and the with the shrink. We have sex constantly. It's like 3 times a week, right? So there are different opinions about what constitutes a lot of sex.
Yeah, I do wonder. I wonder.
Oh, he sends me flowers. It's like 3 times a week. Is that a lot?
Ah, see.
He cooks. He does the dishes right. When I'm tired.
Right.
He massages my feet. That takes work. I'll tell you what. I'll blow you as long as you massage my feet. Like 10-minute blowjob.
Is that right?
10-minute feet massage.
Are you talking
massage.
To me right now?
My feet are hurting.
No, I'm obviously talking to Andrea.
I'm happily married.
No, now that Andrea is a badass, I'm confused about my feelings.
All right. Let's get real, okay? We had some fun. Ha, ha, ha.
But wait, that was what made you uncomfortable?
Eventually, the jokes have to end.
I'm sorry, Andrea. That was really inappropriate.
Thank God there's no HR, right?
Wasn't I HR today?
Yeah, right.
I hope Andrea's not HR today.
Thank God there's no HR.
All right. The website you want to go to is gostocki.com.
Yes.
You don't have to go through the whole name. That'd be ridiculous.
That would be ridiculous.
It almost be a crime. Right?
Yes.
To even ask people to go there. But just go to Kostaki, Kostaki.com. The Twitter account is @FunnyKostaki. And then at night, you can also go to @SadKostaki. Yep. You can go to
@MelancholyKostaki.
His new album is live at Acme, and I promise you will enjoy it. It comes out Friday, but also available right this second on pre-order. So order that up.
We did talk to you guys about pre-order. The reason why we pre-order is that if everybody buys it all at once and if everybody buys it beforehand, when it drops, it rises to #1.
Right.
Because all those past, quote, votes with your money... That's what it does to that. So no matter when you're hearing this, if you're going to get it anyway, buy it today. That really helps us.
Right.
Out.
It's also available anywhere else you get albums, you know. You know where that is.
You know where that is.
I don't got to tell you.
And Quick Snaps the podcast.
Quick Snaps the podcast. He talks about the NFL.
We just did a quarterback rankings one, which is fun.
Who was #1?
Aaron and I agreed on that. That was one of the few things we agreed on. Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
You're
I
okay
always
with
say that.
No, yeah, current quarterbacks, not always. Just right. Current. Because that's the kind of a running gag on our thing. We'll be talking about something. And I go, well, where do you rank him
right
currently?
Where do we put Tom Brady?
He put him 6. I had him 2.
2 makes a little more sense.
2, I don't like Tom Brady, but he's good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Let's face it.
Who would you put, Keith, number 1?
Ben Roethlisberger, 1 through 10.
He's top 5. He's good. He's real good.
Look at that.
That guy's damn good.
With you guys, he's better than Tom Brady.
You put him...
Right? You just said somebody's at 6.
Kostaki, go edit quick.
I think... not for me, but I think Aaron had him above Tom Brady. I think you're right.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Hodges.
Oh, I was going to say, no wonder Aaron got number 1. Yeah.
His name's Aaron Hodges. How does he not vote for Aaron Rodgers?
That's true. It's close. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
KeithandTheGirl.com.